says Baba Kama Parakes Mishnah Yud HaOmer Libno, somebody who makes a neder to his son, Koinem Iatonene Mishali, anything that you benefit from me should be usher on you like a korban. As a person has the right to usher his property on somebody else. In Mace, you were sinner. In the event that the father dies, the son would inherit the property and he could have benefit from it. As the father only said that he can't benefit from the property of the father, but now that the father dies, the property no longer belongs to the father and the netter is therefore bustled. But Chayav Uvamoto, but if the father offered the property on his son during his lifetime and even after his death, in Mace, Lo Yerushenu, in this case, when the father dies, the son does not inherit the property. Not to say that he doesn't inherit it. Certainly he inherits it and the property is considered his, but he cannot benefit from the property. B'yachzir lebanav o le'echav. So what should he do? He should give it to his children or to his brother, that he can't derive benefit from it, but it belongs to him, so he can give it away. V'im aimlo. If he cannot afford to give it away, lo ve'ubalicho ban v'nifrom. He would borrow money from somebody, and then when he doesn't pay back, the bacho, the person who is owed money to, would come and collect the money that he is owed from this property that the son inherited. So now, he did not get benefit from the property since the bacho took it, but he did not lose money either. Somebody who steals money from a ger, and he makes a shvur sheker, he swears falsely to the ger, and then he admits that he did steal, but the ger died before he gave the Karen B'chomesh to the ger. He would pay the Karen B'chomesh to Karnim in the event that the ger died without children, so the ger has no yorshim. As the regular Yisrael that died always has yorshim. If he didn't leave over close relatives, then he has distant relatives that are yorshim, but a ger that died without children has no relatives. But the person still needs to give up the Karen and Chomesh, since he needs a kapara for the Avera that he did. So therefore, the Torah says to give the Karen for Chomesh to the Korban and the Asher, limit back, and the Korban Asher that he has to bring, he would bring on the Mizbeach. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, v'im le'ish goa. If the person you stole from does not have a goa, meaning does not have any yorshim, l'hashiv ha'asham elav, that you can return the asham, meaning the money that is owed to that yorsh, ha'asham ha'mushav la'ashem la'koin. The asham, the money that you are chayev, is returned to Hashem, meaning to the coin who serves Hashem, he would get the money, mavad el ha'kipurim. That's beside the aisle, the ram that is brought as a kapara. This is the korban asham, ashi yachaper bo alav, that by bringing this korban, you find the kapara for the avera that you did. Harya malek akeseh besa asham umet. In this case, where the gear died without yorshim, the person was makrish the money that he was going to give to the kohen, and he was also makrish the asham that he was going to bring as a korban, and the goslin dies. Hakesev yinasein lebanim. The money that he set aside to give to the kohen is given to his children. They are yorishit. The children don't have to give it to the kohen. As the karen b'chomesh that is given to the kohen is considered a kapara, it is given to them for a kapara for the goslin. But now that the goslin died, the children can be yorishit. The children don't need a kapara. B'ha'asham yireh. The asham that the goslin was magdish goes out to pasture until it gets the mum, the imacher, the yiplu dum of linadaga. It is sold, and the proceeds of the sale of the asham gets put in the box called nidaba that was in the Beit HaMikdash. From this box, they took the money and bought olos for kayak hamizbeach. That is, when the mizbeach is idle, they took money from the box marked nidaba and they bought olos, so that the mizbeach should not be idle. This is called kayas ha-mizbeach, as the asham itself cannot be brought as a korban, since only somebody who needs a kapara can bring an asham, and the children don't need a kapara, so therefore they have to wait until the asham gets a mum. Then they could sell it, and the proceeds of the sale is kadosh, it has kedusha, it gets put in this box marked nidava, and they bring olos from it for kayas ha-mizbeach.